Hey friends, it's the 24th of June, and I want to read to you a little bit out of James chapter 4. I love the book of James. Oh my goodness, if you've never read the book of James, I encourage you to do that. But I want to read to you the end of verse 2, and then I will follow it up in a minute by reading verse 3. And one of the things that James says in here is this. He says, "You do not have because you do not ask God." Now, he is obviously talking to his community when he writes this, the Christian community, and the things that they're struggling with. But I have a hard time not thinking that this would be a overarching idea that we need to consider ourselves. You do not have because you do not ask God. Do you think that there are things that we don't receive or get? And I'm not just talking material things. I'm talking about anything that we could get from God. Do you think there's a possibility that there are some things that we do not receive from God simply because we don't ask Him? Now, why don't we ask God for things? You know, I can speak for myself when I say, sometimes I don't ask God for things because I feel selfish. I'll admit to you that sometimes I don't receive things from God. I don't ask God because I feel like it's something little and I don't want to bother God with it. Have you ever felt that way? You just don't want to bother God? Maybe you feel like you don't deserve it, and that's why you don't ask God. Verse 3 really helps me to understand about some of the things I don't get that I do ask God for. Verse 3 says, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." You know, sometimes I don't ask God because I know that request is selfish. I want to encourage you today, and I will remind myself today, that I need to just ask God. If my motives are right, if my heart is right, God desires for me to ask, that there may be things that I don't receive from God, blessings of any type, simply because I don't ask God. So let's pray about that. You're a good father, Lord, and a good parent likes their children to ask for blessings. And a good parent sometimes says no. A good parent sometimes says wait. And a good parent a lot of the time says, yes, I would love to bless you with that. But Lord, we needed to be reminded today to ask you. There is no request, if our heart is right, there is no request that's not important to God, that's not important enough to take to you. And so, Lord, would you remind us of that as we walk through today? And consider that there may be things we don't get because we don't ask. Again, we know that it comes down to a matter of the heart for us. And if we ask with the right intentions, then you will answer with the correct answer in the correct time, in the correct way. You know what's best for us, Lord, but we know that we need to ask, would you do what's best for us? We thank you that we can trust you with that in Jesus' name. Amen.